So coming back to our body, settling this body in a state of relaxation and uprightness. Making contact with our body, bringing all our mindfulness into the body, embracing whatever arises in this field of the body with our awareness, being naturally clear and luminous. And while being fully aware, cultivating a feeling of appreciation for what arises, allowing ourselves to be at ease with that, happily engaging in the present moment right now with a sense of curiosity and vigilance. Recognizing whatever resistance we might hold in the body or in the mind. Doing ourselves the favor to fully release this resistance. Letting go of agitation and excitement with every out-breath. Fully coming to rest here. With every in-breath, embracing the clarity of our mind, sharpening our focus. And also calming down your inner mental voice, your mental commentary, in a state of silence. And resting with your breathing for a few moments, following the movement of your breath as it comes in naturally. as it goes out naturally, being aware of sensations as they arise throughout the body. And again, if you like, you can take 3 slow, deep breaths in order to complete the process of preparing the body. Breathing all the way down to the abdomen. Being highly aware of whatever arises as you breathe in this way. Totally letting go of tightness or tension. Then we find ourselves again here with these perfect conditions for working on the mind. Making some space in the mind. Taking a step back from constantly looking outside of ourselves. Looking through the eyes of the self-cherishing mind. And instead of thinking, what can I get from this world? We are thinking, what can I do? Looking inside, developing ourselves. Making space and taking time to develop the mind. This is really the most meaningful thing we can do. Making the most use of our own intelligence, developing our own inner wisdom and compassion. Doing this with a deep wish to truly benefit other living beings. Developing ourselves so we can bring greater benefit, making the greatest possible contribution to this world. In order to become fully awake. And then we can simply bring our awareness back to the breathing, staying with the breath, with a sense of interest and curiosity. We observe sensations as they arise throughout the body. Settling into this ongoing flow of awareness that is fully present with that. Noticing every single thing throughout the body. Breathing naturally without any force. Hopefully letting go of distractions with every out-breath. Not to lose contact. Not to be separated from the breath. If you notice that your mind has wandered away, either because of an external distraction or because of thoughts or mental events, simply recognize this, notice that, and then gently bring your mind back again and again. Coming back to the breathing. maintaining a relaxed body and a relaxed state of mind. Taking a few moments to stretch and readjust your posture. Then being ready again, we settle back in. Without high expectations or any hopes or fears regarding the second half, we just let go of this, drop that. Come into the present moment and observe, being okay with whatever arises, making effort in a relaxed manner. Thank you. Now we can narrow our focus. We bring the full force of our awareness to the area of our nostrils. The very small area just above your upper lip. The actual entrance of the nostrils. The doors of the nose. Like the size of your fingertip. And as you breathe effortlessly, naturally, try to stay with the very subtle tactile sensations that arise as the breath comes in and as it goes out. In this small area, just above the upper lip, up to the tip of your nose. Try to stay with these very subtle sensations, becoming fully aware of them, single-pointedly. The subtle sensations at the entrance of your nostrils. Relaxed manner, making a strong determination not to leave these sensations. Observing with all your focus and an equanimous state of mind. Holding this object, abiding with it, with all your awareness. when you find yourself distracted again, you know, don't get frustrated with that. You can give yourself a smile and be happy that you noticed that you again became distracted from this task of staying with one thing. And then you relax, release this distraction, and happily, joyfully come back to the tactile sensations of the breath at the entrance, the gateway of the nostrils. Without forcing your mind on the breath. Instead, refresh your attention, keeping it fresh and clear, keeping your interest awake and clear, not holding your meditation object too tight, but also not too loose. Finding a balanced middle way between high attention and relaxation and calmness. Because in this way our mind keeps staying in meditation mode is workable and benefit will occur. you know, if things do not work out the way you expected them to work out, if things do not go the way you want them to go, you know, that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You can ask yourself the question, why if something doesn't go the way I want it to go? If I don't understand something, why does it have to become a big deal? So without getting frustrated and emotional about being distracted or about pain in the body, we try to stay simple and at ease, coming back to the sensations of the breath at the entrance of the nostrils, being okay with the moment right now. Taking the present moment as it is, not as you want it to be. Staying with the breath for 2 more minutes of silent shamatha meditation. Then concluding this meditation period with thoughts of dedication. Being happy that through this meditation we have planted the seed in our mind to reach our own fullest potential, full development of our mind. So may this seed truly flourish. May we be able to reach a state of full control, being the masters of our mind, developing ourselves in this way, so we can be of great benefit, dedicating this energy also out to all other beings, starting with our loved ones, with our friends and family, and expanding as far as we can, so they may have happiness and the causes of its happiness. Dedicating in this way. Simultaneously opening our mind for this coming teaching day. Learning about these new concepts. Opening our mind for these ideas of how the process of our dying will take place. What happens to our mind after that? And if there are ideas that we do not like, and we simply don't want to accept. No, that's okay. It's no problem. We simply see and take what we can with a relaxed and open-minded attitude in order to develop ourselves in the best way we can.